Well, good morning to one and good morning to all. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, your host, coming at you live today from Bastrop, Texas. I hope I presented that properly. Just outside of the beautiful capital city of Austin, where I've been the last about 48 hours or so, and celebrating a life well lived of Mr. Dennis Bryant, who he and his wife, Nancy Bryant, for the last almost a quarter of a century have helped us. As I like to say, they've provided some amazing solutions with their company, Focus on Growth, which most of us are familiar with if we've been at or part of any weekend function over the years. We have been blessed by their solutions. And so I want to start off before we get into today's topic. I'm hoping you will humor me a little bit here. I have to share one of the stories that I heard yesterday again for the umpteenth time. And Dennis lived a life that was always in sales or some point of selling himself to others so that he could not just eke out a living, and his sister yesterday afternoon at a reception told some amazing childhood stories of him knocking on doors and offering to mow their yard for $5. And then they said, absolutely. They provide the mower, the gas, everything. And then he would go convince his sister, which he did, hey, you can get 50 cents for mowing this small little yard. So Dennis pocketed the $4.50 and gave his sister 50 cents, and she thought she was making a ton of money back then. This was back in the 60s. But one of the stories that Dennis shared as a new salesman working for an insurance company, that in one of the ventures that he was involved in was selling toothbrushes, of all things. And he always in this part of Texas, down in the San Antonio area, for most of the time, a little bit of time spent in Houston. But he struggled. He had a stuttering problem, kind of like what I'm doing right now. And first day out selling toothbrushes, comes back into the boss's office, his supervisor, and he said, so how'd you do, Dennis? Said, you know, you sell any toothbrushes? He said, well, I didn't do good too good. I only sold four. And he said, four toothbrushes all day? That's it? He said, that isn't going to work. Okay, so I'm going to have to just let you go now because you don't have a future in this industry or in sales, period. And he said, no, you got to get, you know, and he just went on and on and on and on. And he said, I just need some advice. I don't know how to do this. And he said, you've got to create a need. You have to create a need for the customer to see that what you have, this product, is something they need, they have to have. I mean, immediately, that there's no question in their mind that their life would be miserable without this item. And then said, I think I can do that. And so day two, at the end of the day, comes back, the next morning, comes back into the supervisor's office and says, so how did you do yesterday, Dennis? Were better than your first day out? He says, I think I did a little better. Well, how much is a little better? How many toothbrushes did you actually sell? He said, well, I sold 400 dozen. He said, what? That's got to be a new company record or something. 400 dozen toothbrushes? How on earth did you do that? 400 toothbrushes? No, you must be. He said, no. 400 dozen toothbrushes. He said, how? He says, well, you said create the need, make them feel urgent. You know, they had to have it, our product. So I right at the corner, that main exit off of I-35, right here on the loop, the 10 loop, right here in San Antonio, over by where the farmer's market is, where there's always lots of people, you know, every day of the week, I set up, everybody else is selling their food, and I set up a little stand, and it said, free chips and salsa. And man, people were just, I mean, I had a line really, really quick, and they said, oh, free chips and salsa. This is, I mean, you're in Central Texas. This is what we live on. And one by one, they kept coming up, and each person would take a chip and dip it into salsa, and good Lord Almighty, that taste smells like dog crap. What on earth? Where is... Well, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. It is dog crap. Would you want to buy one of my toothbrushes? So if you're laughing now, which I hope I am, hope you are, you're not too offended, that was one of the many, many stories that were shared at the celebration for Dennis yesterday. And I did my part to the best of my ability, in all humility. Being asked by Nancy to represent the Meekin family at the service, and I hope I did you proud, because several of you, too many to even recount, have texted, emailed, and said to me, please convey our best and let Nancy and the family know we're praying for them as they make this new season, this new journey. And so, anyways, in honor of Dennis, I want to dedicate today's call in talking about a subject that he was very passionate about, and taking care of this temple that God gave us. And Dennis did that. He lived life to the fullest, and what an amazing example of somebody who, I have a picture that I snapped at the dessert table, and it said, food is great, wine is better. And Dennis really, really enjoyed everything that God's given us here within moderation. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. I have asked, on that note, I have asked several people, and I'm not sure who's going to jump on with me at this point, and a few who aren't able, who sent me a text of suggestions besides Meekin has given us. And it truly is a gift. They've given us the best, the optimum, whole foods, organic base. Not 100% in some of the components, but in most of it, it's organic base. Our new cleanse and detox formula is 100% USDA certified organic. So that's one that we can say is 100%. However, the Vital Balance, the Paleo Bars, some of these ingredients are near impossible. The cost factor, the margins would be so expensive to get them in an organic, you know, truly 100% certified organic formula. I'll give you a quick example. The pea protein, the first ingredient in the Kenzen Vital Balance, we were importing it. I believe it was coming from France, and it was not USDA certified, okay, by our government here in the States as being USDA certified organic. So they changed the formula up several months ago, and what we have now is at least that aspect, that pea protein. But the monk fruit, it's natural, but it's not certified organic. It probably is organic in the country or where it originated. I don't even know where it comes from. But the maroon gia, however you want to pronounce it, I've heard it umpteen different ways. And it is certified organic. So that's one that is. But so it's 80% of the formula. That being said, this is whole foods nutrition at its best. And if you want to do the comparison, I would encourage you. There's several resources that I'm going to cite today. One is Brody Craney's broadcast, his presentation. If you go on YouTube and you type in Brody Craney, that's B-R-O-D-Y, last name Craney, C-R-A-N-E-Y. You type that in, nothing else after it. What'll pop up is one of those presentations that he's done in the last few weeks, and they are excellent, absolutely excellent. The amount of research and material that he's brought into that one presentation is literally like a full-day seminar at a nutrition expo, you know, just listening to and seeing it in print. That's the other thing. And this is concrete, you know, evidence proven, backed up with tons and tons of hours of research. But you'll see on some of his slides the basis for what he can give us, the benefits that can be derived from several of these certain ingredients. And it just goes on and on and on. And I mean, it's just information or intel overload. But I encourage you to check that out on a different time. I want to cite real quick as we get started here. I've got to figure out how to pull this stuff up on my phone while I'm talking, which is kind of a challenge. I'm still learning how to drive an iPhone 4. But I took a screenshot of, just got to find it here, of a news story that really got me thinking, and this was right before Niken revamped and reintroduced our cleanse and detox formula. And it was a news story that appeared in Yahoo News about a study that was done just a few years ago here in the States with survivors and or family members of people that had suffered a heart attack. Okay? And the study was done, let's see, the research is based on U.S. government data showing there were about 700,000 deaths in 2012 from heart disease, strokes, and diabetes, and on an analysis of national health surveys that asked participants about their eating habits. The good foods, and I would encourage you to write these down and memorize them. These are the good foods that we're going to talk about today, and I'm going to get input just as soon as I stop talking from three different people, which I'm hoping you can hit star six, you three that you know about, Sandy, Linda, and David. Those are the three that are coming to mind right now that you confirmed with me via text or on the phone that you could join us this morning. These are the foods that we should be eating or that were under-eaten by the people in this group of 700,000 that suffered either a heart attack or suffered from heart disease, strokes, and diabetes that all led to their death. 700,000 people, they came back and 40% of them, that's a good portion of that, about 300,000 people, they all admitted that these were five foods they did not eat. And then the five foods, or the bad foods, that they ate on a regular basis, that this study is basically going on record and saying these definitely contributed to their death. The good foods that were under-eaten that we should be eating include nuts and seeds, seafood rich in omega-3 fats, including salmon and sardines, fruits and vegetables, and whole grains. Okay, now I know some of you are going to hear that and say, oh, what about this study? Well, I know. I'm just citing this one study, okay? Please don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. And one of you, and I don't mean to call you out, but one of you who's demuted your line, you're moving or you're scratching or something, I know it's not me. if you can be as still as possible, that would help the sanity. The bad foods. These are things that these people all admittedly ate on a regular basis that were overeaten, salt and salty foods, processed meat including bacon, bologna, and hot dogs, red meat including steaks and hamburgers, and lastly, sugary drinks. So basically salt, processed meat, bacon, and hot dogs are the two ones that I see people consuming like there's no tomorrow. Red meat, steak, hamburger, and then sugary drinks. Colas. Even sweet tea. Down here, if you want some sweet tea, it's like we drink water because people can't stand the taste of the water. Well, get over it and do the water. Anyways, that's my intro, that study, when I read that a few weeks ago, it's been a few months now, it really convicted me that, okay, this is the problem. Well, Niken, you know, as the Mac products, Apple, you know, we have an app for that. We have an application that you can download. We have an app that you can download onto your phone or your tablet or your laptop or your computer. We have an app for that. Niken has a solution for that. And it's called Everyday Organic Based Weight Management Program. Whether you use the whole program, whether you like certain aspects of it, or you use one or two items of it, I am convinced today based on what I've experienced the last few months, that if we just simply start with the mandatory two items, the TENS and Vital Balance, and chocolate or vanilla, even one shake a day, two would be better. If you're looking to jumpstart the first month, go for two a day and just figure out what works for you. And then as well, follow the instructions on the canister and then as well on the bottle of the Cleanse and Detox. Take it 15 to 20 minutes. I believe the bottle says 20 minutes before each meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Even before you take the shake, okay, that's a meal. Take that and then get through the first month doing that. And I can almost guarantee you with absolute certainty, you're going to see a 12 to 20 pound drop in weight. Never, and I will not use the word lost or lose, and nowhere in Neekin's information on the website, I read the whole thing a few days ago, nowhere does it say about this is how you lose weight. Oh, we'll talk about weight loss. This is about weight management. And that's what we need to correct our thinking. We need to correct our terminology. We're talking about weight management. And I started watching the documentary last night called Fed Up, and I'm going to have to go back and rewatch the thing from the beginning because it focuses in on childhood obesity, and we do have an epidemic, not only just in the United States, but it's spreading throughout other countries. Neekin's given us a solution to combat that. And it's so simple and easy. And the best part is, it's so affordable. So that argument, all these excuses that we as Americans are so good with coming up with, well, I can't afford to eat healthy. Well, that's not the case with Neekin. Did you know that for about $250, give or take, about $250 for a couple, for two people, husband and wife, or a partner, whatever, a couple, a mother and a daughter, a mother and a son, two people that want to do this and hold each other accountable, which I highly, highly recommend. Without accountability, there's no motivation for change. So if we can find a partner, a buddy, someone to do this with, you're going to be light years ahead of anything else you've ever done in your life. But for a couple, for two people, they go in together, you're looking at about $250 a month for two meals a day and two bottles of the Cleanse and the Detox. Okay? If you want to throw in some of the paleo bars, and that this is, I'm quoting auto ship prices, by the way, as a customer, not as a consultant, but as a customer. This is a customer retail price for about $250 that comes out to right at $2 per meal. So $4 a day is what it's going to cost each individual person. You talk about your grocery budget going down. When we put the quality, not quantity, but when we put the quality ingredients in our body says thank you. And then our wallets will respond in kind and say thank you because we're taking a major dent into that food budget. I know people, it's crazy to even share this, $400 a week on average shopping at places like Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, because they want the best ingredients for their meals. $400 a week. Now, I know that's not typical. But when you start adding up the price of things, on the documentary Fed Up, they cited that a fast food meal at a local burger joint franchise is going to be about $26. To buy a whole chicken, a whole, you know, bunch of romaine lettuce, and all of the main ingredients to make a meal out of that, about $13, $14 on average. And that was even buying organic, good stuff, compared to fast food. So the cost factor is a big one to me, and I throw that out there, and maybe we shouldn't focus on that, but for me, it's like, how do we make this affordable for everyone? Well, Neekin already has. And restructuring the prices. So let me start. And I'm not saying that if I don't start with you, your time is not as precious. But I wanna go girl, boy, girl. If you can. Well, I guess I've started, so that makes sense. So now that Vance has been talking for 20 some minutes, let's kick off with Linda. Are you on with us, Linda Morris?
I am here, yes.
Well, good morning and thank you. I know how active. By the way, folks, Linda's new nickname is the Dancing Queen of Nikan. How much time on the dance floor did you partake of yesterday?
Last night, 3 hours of dancing, and I found this cute little fan that you can plug into your iPhone that just will fan you because dancing can get hot, you know?
Well, we're going to talk about movement of the body next week. We'll focus on that, and if you can join us, great. If not, oh well. But
no, find something you love. That's all I'll say on that note.
That's it. And I know David's going to talk about that next Saturday. What's the best form of exercise we can do for rapid weight reduction? Well, the best form of exercise is whatever one you'll do.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that to be true in my journey, is whatever one you'll do. And if it's getting your body moving, if it's gardening, if it's walking, if it's jogging, if it's swimming, whatever one you'll do. But that's next week's topic. Linda, I'd like to ask you, I'm going to go right for the jugular. Besides, well, actually, you shared a couple short stories with me yesterday. Can we talk about your mom's comment after being at a theme park all day, and then your results with, did you call it acne? Is that too embarrassing to call it?
Hormonal acne.
Hormonal acne.
Yeah, that women have to. It's just another gift that women get. But it's like below the nose, if you ask any esthetician, below the nose line is generally hormonal related. And, okay, I'm over 50, so it's not a happy thing. And I've tried everything. I've even gone on medication for it. And, you know, I've tried everything, acupuncture. And this new cleanse detox product, which, as you said, you can take 15-20 minutes before a meal on an empty stomach, or you can take all three at once first thing in the morning or before bed, which I have it on my nightstand. I do three first thing in the morning, just like the old liver support, because, Nikan said we could, because I actually wrote in about it. But within only, I don't even know if it was a couple weeks, that just went away. It was just a miracle in my mind. And another benefit Rachel Dayton was speaking of is that within a week of being on the cleanse detox, her hot flashes, night sweats disappeared. So Randy Rolfe, being the nutritionist that she is, she said, well, yeah, it makes sense. It's getting rid of those old hormones, so it's clearing them. It's detoxing it out of your body, cleansing detox. So those are big bonus effects.
And Linda, I know you would preface this by saying, or it's not a preface, it's an afterthought. I'm going to get right to it. We don't make medical claims, people. These are just coincidences that Linda and Rachel and Randy have just coincidentally happened to experience in their body, okay? Just because you take the cleanse and detox, just as Linda suggested, as it says on the bottle, 20 minutes before each meal, or 3 in the morning before when you first get up, or 3 at night, which is what I don't think I ever took 3. Maybe I did. I can't remember. But I experienced those same results. Not with the hormonal acne. I don't know what to call it. Maybe as a 48-year old guy, maybe, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know my body that well. But I can tell you that must be what. Maybe it's a, I don't know. I'll just stop there. Okay?
I've lived in a wellness home now for 21 years. And, you know, so I drink plenty of good water. I have nutrition. I do everything Nikan-wise. I've taught the class how to curb your sugar cravings in 7 days for actually about 8 years. So this is one noticeable difference. But it's, I mean, the cleanse and detox, I think it's so vital for people, period. You know, because that liver and actually the kidneys, and the skin, those are, what, 3 of the largest organs, they have a lot of duties. And our world, it is what it is. And even if you fill up your car with gas, you're getting those fumes. So if you breathe it, it's in your body. So it is a fact. We do need to cleanse and detox. And this is the most simple, efficient one I have ever found. And I'm thrilled.
Well, and the beautiful thing is that when we cleanse out those organs, like the liver and like the kidneys, and we keep them flushed and tuned, and almost like a baby, but even babies are entering this world with documented up to 200 chemicals and just stuff that shouldn't be in their body because they're receiving it through the placenta. However, a lot of people will eat veal from young calves. And I just forgot, what is the term for a young calf? Anyway, I haven't eaten it in years, but you want to eat the, you know, if you're going to eat that direction, eat it from young animals or cow's liver. You don't want to eat it from a 10, you know, 20-year-old cow because it's got all those toxins in it. But for us, and maybe I'm just turning down the wrong road here entirely, which I am, I think. But if we can keep our body organs clean and healthy and keep them flush, it allows them to work at their premium function, just like an automobile, like you cited. You can put gas in the car and you can put good oil, but if you don't change that oil and you don't change the filter, we can't change out our liver or our kidneys. But in an automobile, you can change the filter. And if you don't change the filter, but you change the oil, it's like kind of foolish. We don't change our filters, our organs, but we can cleanse them out with this product. And when we do that, then the healthy food that we are putting in, and Linda, I want you to share what happened with you and your mom. Was that 2 days ago, 3 days ago at
no,
Busch Gardens?
No, actually, it was around Mother's Day. My mom was in Canada.
Mother's Day.
And
tell us the story, because I think the point can be stressed that if the organs are clean and we put the good quality ingredients in our body, they function and deliver the results that we would want.
Yeah, well, my mom loves to go to Busch Gardens, which Busch Gardens, you know, they do rescue animals, and I actually learned that they have another facility where the animals are rotated out every 90 days, so they're in big areas to roam. So anyway, my mom and I, we had the Vital Balance, and I love it with unsweetened coconut milk because it tastes rich and creamy and yummy. So I made that shake, and before I left, I cut up 2 paleo bars. And that's how I always use paleo bars, because whenever people are looking to release weight, generally they want to keep their carbs to below 30 in the entire day. And I love these paleo bars. And if you don't cut them, they're gone in like 2 bites because they're so good. So I intentionally cut them into 7 bites, because, and I call them paleo bites. So if you cut it into 7 bites, it's between 2 and 3 grams of carbs a bite. So it's a nice, chewy, yummy snack. So I cut those up. I put them in a little baggie. I had them still in their little wrapper, but I put them in a baggie and threw them in my purse, my small purse. And so I got there, and there's this great restaurant. They have organic, fresh buffet, which you would not expect at an amusement park. And they were closed that day. So we were going to go have lunch, and I'm like, oh, and they're closed. Well, I'm not excited about any of the food here at this park. So we just kept going and kept going, and I kept doling out the little paleo bites. And we left about 7 o'clock, so we got there, what, about 9:30 in the morning, 10 o'clock. We left about 7 o'clock, and we were going to go have a nice dinner. Well, I also model on HSN, so there's an employee store called the Emporium, and my mom loves to go there. She's like, what time does it close? It closes at 8. Oh, well, we got to go there, because they just have amazing bargains. And it's just like my mom's one of her, that's her, another amusement park for my mom, actually. And so we actually didn't get home until like 9 o'clock. And on the way home, my mom was like, wow, we had 1 KVB shake. We each had the equivalent of a paleo bar. And, you know, we're not starving. We're actually satisfied. It's just kind of amazing how that lasted all day for us. I mean, that's not a normal day, but it's just pretty awesome.
Well, and I think that this is an amazing testament or testimony to the fact that when we give our body the real stuff, it's going to respond accordingly. And you guys could have stopped at any given point and went to one of the burger stands and or got one of those what I call the bloody drumsticks you know, the pterodactyl sized turkey legs. They say they're turkey, but I've never seen a turkey with legs that big. pardon me, I just, you know, and the blood's dripping off of them, and I'm sorry to be so, digress and be so gross. But
TMI, yeah.
Yeah, it is, but every amusement park sells them. And you
they
see
do,
people
they do, and
around.
They have them there, and it's like, no, don't think so. And, I mean, as we are going through a weight management program, I think it's an important point that you do need to be conscious when you grocery shop, as you put things in, because some things are a habit. And I myself, you know, sometimes I could be a stress eater if something's happened. Berry pie is my thing. And I can't tell you how many times I put a berry pie in my cart, but I keep walking around the store, and like 2 minutes later, nope, it comes back out. Nope, do I really want to put that in my body? No, I don't. And just this week I had a close friend and mentor passed away. So I actually wrote myself on little 2-inch post-its, no sugar today. You know, so sometimes you have to have these little helpful hints just to remind yourself that, you know, sometimes you just do things automatically and not consciously.
Well, and I think a good tip that I learned years ago is don't go to a grocery store or any shopping experience on an empty stomach. It's always best to eat something or grab a paleo bar en route if you've got a 10, 15-minute drive to your grocery store or Costco or Sam's or wherever you're going. Eat something so you're not starving.
One scoop of KVB. I keep the Nikan blender cup in my car with 2 scoops of KVB. So if I'm out, I can just add water to it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some people that I you know that are releasing weight. And I said just to get yourself home so you're not starving when you open your door from coming home from work. Have 1 scoop and just put water in it. That way you're going to be more satisfied so you can get in the house and make something healthy instead of just, you know, finding whatever is quick and immediate that may not be healthy for you.
And Linda, if I can, for the sake of time, you are still hosting a nutritional support call, yes?
Yeah, in fact, just this Wednesday morning, because I had such this great aha about the cleanse and detox, I did another webinar, Zoom. It's the Nikan Live Zoom on Wednesday mornings. I'm on the East Coast, so it's at 8:30 a.m., and it's 8:30 to 9 a.m., so it was on the cleanse and detox product, and I learn a lot myself. I go to Nikan's blog. I share what they've actually said about things. I go on the website. And sometimes I just go online and find additional information on an ingredient that I may not know about. And then I upload them to YouTube. And there's a Linda Morris, actually just my own channel. And that's on Wednesday mornings, so that's a Nikan Live Zoom.
Okay, that's the Nikan Live Zoom, Wednesday mornings. You said 8:30. East Coast time, so that's 5:30 out on the West Coast for those of us on the West Coast. So that's very, very early. And I think the other factor or the other time, I mean, again, it's the Nikan Zoom, Nikan Live. That link has been sent down by Dave Johnson obscene times. He usually sends it out once a week with that reminder. I'm trying to remember what's the easiest place to find that. It's on the magneticleaders.com site.
Yeah. It
the
is.
The Royal Alliance.
I think it might. Yeah, you'll find it on the Royal Alliance, at least the link.
Yeah, but I want to give your phone number out. Yes, go ahead, Steve.
It's just there's a link at the top of Saturday AM Live that just says Nikan Live. And you click on that, and it takes you right to it, and the same thing for the power calls.
Okay. And so again, we're not going to, and I wish I could deliver all of the what you should eat and what you should try to avoid all in one edition of Saturday AM Live, but that would never happen, and it would be information overload. So what I'm going to suggest to you is what I learned years ago from Mr. Roger Drummer, who is one of the greatest nutritional gurus that I know of. That's still with us, and he practices what he preaches. If you've ever eaten a meal with him, you see that he lives the good life that he teaches. And he shared with us a couple years ago at the Nikan International Convention in Orlando, he said, isn't this called a temple, this physical body that we've been given? The problem is most of us are treating it like a tent. And a tent is a temporary dwelling, not made to be to live in your entire life, not made to enjoy with your entire family. A tent is very, very, you throw it up, you take it down in a matter of minutes. Okay? It's not a structure that's designed to weather the storms of life, to weather the stresses of life that we go through. And so let's treat this thing like a temple. So that being the case, you know, Roger is an avid researcher and he studies, I mean, umpteen hours per day. Well, the neatest thing is, Linda just referenced, Nikan's blog. When you log in as a consultant or a customer, either way, it's right there on the main webpage. You just have to scroll down or up one way or the other till you see the word blog, B-L-O-G. On our consultant's website, which most of us listening is called R, it's in the lower right-hand corner. And it has a picture of the gal drinking a KVB shake out of the shaker cup. And has a beautiful array right now. Today's blog, or this week's blog, is of a basket loaded with fruits and vegetables. And the title is More Plants, Less Meat Equals Better Health, Greener Planet. And please don't argue back and forth and immediately say, here he goes again. He's going to be talking about that plant-based diet. He's going to be talking about becoming a vegan. I'm not a vegan. But as we were driving to Austin yesterday, I couldn't help but notice, and Dad pointed it out as well, that we're in the home of Southern comfort food, okay? You know, Bubba Joe's or Fat Sam's. I mean, the names of some of these restaurants just tear me to pieces because I don't want to become like some, like the title of the restaurant, Fat Sam's. Well, that's not attractive to me.
No.
As one who carried extra weight. And Linda, I love the story you shared with me about the bar class and working on developing what you and I affectionately call a 4.5 pack. But again, that's focusing on the physical movement, so let's just focus back on the food. But it's a proven fact that if we don't have to avoid meat altogether, okay? Some people say, oh, yes, we do. But
take digestive enzymes from Nikan, Digestive Complex 420.
Exactly. But retail food outlets, as it says in the blog, and restaurants are well aware of the fact that the more educated we become about healthy eating and reducing our carbon footprint, more and more of us are starting to eat a plant-based diet. And you look better, you feel better, your brain functions better. I mean, it's tremendous what can happen versus sitting down and eating a 8, 16, 20-ounce steak. You just don't feel like doing much of anything after that. You just don't.
Balance.
Yeah.
Balance. Oh, and on that note, so you asked me to share also Brainstorm Friday, 8:30 a.m. It's a phone call, just like this one. And the first main business is to brainstorm anybody that might be on the weight control program and needing a little help, a little like guidance, like why am I not really seeing what other foods are there that I can have, things like that. We start off with that, and then if nobody needs that, we brainstorm whatever. We don't make any medical claims. That call is never recorded. We'll never find any history of it anywhere.
Okay, and that you call that Brainstorm Friday. Let me give the phone number out, and if this one's still accurate, I've got a 218-548-8267. That's correct?
Yes.
And the code is 1818, so 1818, follow the pound sign. I'll give the phone number again, don't panic. I start getting texts from people, and my text messaging thing just keeps clicking. It's like a slot machine. It keeps rolling over. The phone number, again, is area code 218-548-8267. 218-548-8267. And the code is simply 1818 and the pound sign. And that's Friday morning at 5 a.m. on the West Coast.
5:30 a.m.
Oh, sorry, 5:30. So sorry, you get to sleep in an extra half an hour. Thank you, Linda. So 5:30 a.m., 8:30 on the East Coast. So for a lot of people that commute into a job that starts at 9 a.m., you can listen to this call. Be safe, be smart, put an earpiece in or put it on speakerphone hands-free so you're not going to be the cause of any accident, not get a ticket. But if you're in your, whatever your schedule is, you can tune into that live. And as Linda pointed out, it's not recorded because there's too many curveballs that get thrown out on a call like that. Right, Linda?
Yeah, I mean, people need help. It's a forum where they need help with something. We don't make, you know, we don't make medical claims. We make suggestions, so.
Yeah, and so that's how it should be derived and interpreted. One more thing I want to point out, Linda, is the other call that you do the live, the Nikan Live. That's a Zoom presentation, so if you're on your computer, you can watch it. Most of the kind of new format we've been doing the last couple of years. But then do you still do the informative presentation on Tuesday morning, or has that been switched to Wednesday?
No, that's Wednesday now, yeah.
That's
only
Wednesday,
two.
Okay.
Only two.
So Wednesdays and Fridays. Yeah, we don't want to overload everybody because we're getting pretty overloaded as it is. Wednesdays and Fridays at 8:30 a.m. East Coast time or 5:30 Western time. So that's really, really early for those of us on the West Coast. If you're in the Pacific Rim out in the Hawaiian Islands, it's like, well, get up super early or don't go to bed that night, okay? But Wednesdays are recorded. Fridays are not. That's the phone number if you just want to dial. You guys link it up into it on Wednesdays or no? They just need to do the Zoom.
Well, there is a phone in. There is a dial-in number also.
Okay. And I think all that information is, again, on SaturdayAMLive.com.
Yeah.
Steve, you can jump in here and correct me if not. Correct us if not.
You probably know. In fact, Steve's been on my call a lot. Well, he's probably still with his head on his pillow.
Hello.
Steve, the phone number for the dial-in for the Zoom presentations, it's listed on the website?
It's on the Zoom link, not the Power one or the other. And
okay.
I can put one on there. And I think there's... And the dial-in for Linda's call is actually on the top of lifestylesupport.org.
Okay, that's a good link that you should write down and type in any search, you know, the URL address at the top of the screen or the search box on Google. Lifestyle.org.
No, lifestylesupport.org.
Sorry. Lifestylesupport.org.
Yeah, and that takes you to another blog that I post the calls on since March 23rd of 2006.
Okay, so you got a few years worth there, folks. Yeah. quite a bit. There's lots of information out there, and there's lots of help out there. This in today's call is really came about because of one wonderful friend asked last week, what should we really focus on so we don't get bored of what to eat? So on that note, Linda,
Vance, on that note, I just want to say, information I share on Wednesdays, you don't need to know it all. You really, really, really don't need to know any of this. It's just some people, you know, want to know a little bit more. And you don't need to memorize. I don't have memorized. In fact, often I'm reading it for the first time. I don't put a lot of prep in on the call. So that's a really important point. You don't need to know all this. It's just, you know, sometimes you hear it and it's like, oh, yeah, it's in that brain somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many of these presentations, these Zoom presentations, again, that are posted on Magnetic Leaders, and if you can't find them, just reach out. Don't wait if you're really struggling with it. I think the fastest way to get started, and I love the fact that you say how to curb, you address it. That's not even making a medical claim. It's just saying this is what we've been able to do and help people, how to curb your sugar cravings. And I love the fact that Roger Drummer says in 3 to 7 days, you can actually experience a complete change of any addictive behavior. And a sugar craving is an addictive behavior. And so other addictive behaviors, and this is going to sound far-fetched for some of us, but things like gambling, things like smoking, things, you know, any addictive, these are all addictive behaviors that we don't have the brain function. And I met and spent almost an hour with a young man yesterday who made a decision years ago to stop smoking. And his friend grabbed the pack of cigarettes out of the trash can and said, you know, I'm going to hang on to these because you're not going to follow through. You're going to want these cigarettes back. And he said, Vance, that was just enough of a challenge to me to be God determined to never go back to smoking. But what one of the things in the secret here that I think is a common denominator, and again, this goes back to Roger Drummer's philosophy and his teaching, and it just makes perfect sense. When we give the body, we give the brain the protein in an easily digestible form, first thing of the day, within an hour of waking up, and we break that fast, within an hour, get that easily digestible. We're talking over 20 grams of protein, first thing of the day. Jade green enzymes are a fantastic way to start because they're 85% pure protein, and they're organic, and they're gluten-free, and then you follow that up a few minutes later with the KVB shake. Holy smokes. It's like the brain is just jumping for joy, and you get this clarity like you've never experienced before. And that allows you to go into the day with cognitive thought process going, you know, that's not a good choice for me. I'm not going to go partake of that addictive behavior anymore. And now I can, with common sense clarity, thought processing, I can make the decision not to do that. And Linda, what you and Barbara and so many other contributors, and we have proven results. We're not making medical claims, but there are countless people out there that I know you've helped, that I've talked to and I've met. And these are people that struggled for years, some even for decades. And we're now living a life that has just been amazing. And again, thank you for stating that we can't learn it all in one call. It's a process. It's a discovery. Nobody becomes an astronaut overnight. Nobody becomes an expert in their field overnight. It's a day-to-day experience that we gather information. Remember, folks, as I've said for years, working with sixth graders in an outdoor school program in the Portland area where I live, is that a average 11, 12-year-old is a sixth grader. They can only process and assimilate 10 new words or concepts in any given day. That's it, 10. That's on average. So those of us who are in our 20s, 30s, 40s, and I'll stop there, and beyond that of age, we may not be able, because our brains aren't as sharp and we're not in the middle of our educational cycle or that season in life, we may not be forcing our mind to think cognitive thoughts and sharp, rapid decision-making, you know, insight. But when we give it that protein, it's able to do it. But that being the case, we're not going to expect you to retain even some of the information that's shared on this conversation because there's just so much of it. There's so much into all of it. But the biggest thing that we can get started in the right direction, the cleanse and the detox, and as Linda mentioned with what her mom experienced, the paleo bite, I love that term. It's so simple. Chop it up into you know, 10 or 12 pieces and put it in a Ziploc bag and carry it with you. So when you feel a little hunger pain. Another suggestion that I've been texted from several people who are maintaining, and I've got some numbers right in front of me, and then I want to go to Sandy and David, if you don't mind, since you're an expert in the field of physical movement as a athletic trainer, if you don't mind, I'm just going to ask your permission to let's have you share next week, which I hope you don't mind that at all. But Sandy, I do want to get you to jump in here, but I want to share this really quick. This came from Lisa Hazelgrove, Richmond, Virginia area, I believe is where Lisa lives, and she said this, and I'm giving you the punchline statistics and numbers, so you can validate, and it brings more credibility to what she's doing every single day on top of utilizing the cleanse and vital balance and the cleanse and detox and some of the other components to what Deacon's given us. Is she says, I'm 5'4", and I weigh about 115 pounds. Okay? Her weight should be 120 to 130, somewhere in there for average medium build individual, okay? When she started with me, Ken, and I don't know how long ago this was, so I don't know if this was an overnight success or if it was drawn out and on a journey, and that's irrelevant. But when she started with me, Ken, she was 180 pounds plus and was on 10 prescription pills a day. So she's now, I'm guessing her height didn't change. Most of our height doesn't change. We might shrink a little bit over time. But 180 to 115, that's 65 pounds of weight she donated, she got rid of, she shed, she flushed, whatever term you want to use. She did not lose it, because I guarantee you that the woman that I know, named Lisa Hazelgrove, she's not going to go find it again. She's too determined and stubborn to go back to where she was. Nobody wants to go back to that size. I don't think they want to anyway. But I'm now looking at her text, and it's almost verbatim right out of that Yahoo News story, that study that was done in 2012. Real quickly, I stay away from meat, like hamburger, hot dogs, pork, and beef, okay? Unless she knows where it came from, and she knows it's an organic and it's a free-range source, okay? She says, I'd love to buy organic bison and organic chicken. I try to eat as much gluten-free as possible, which is almost your processed flours and sugars include gluten. I use almond, coconut, and flax flour when making my banana bread. And I use the monk fruit sugar, which is what is in the KVB now. And she listed a bunch of things. I drink only high mag water and organic tea. I gave up alcohol 13 years ago, and I avoid sugary drinks because it did not mix with the depression that I was diagnosed with. And she goes on a lot, and she said, it does become a challenge sometimes with my hypoglycemia. So I'll eat whatever I can when my sugar gets too low, but specifically she avoids at all costs those things that are, like I said, I mentioned, those five things to avoid in that study that came out of the Yahoo News story, the study of 700,000 people that passed away from heart disease or diabetes in 2012. So, Sandy, are you with us? I'm hoping you are. If you demute your line. Again, that's star 6. And Sandy may not be with us, which is okay, because we could allow her to share. The two things that I've learned. Oh, go ahead, Sandy. Do you want to
I'm here.
Okay, thank you. We have a couple minutes left. Do you mind sharing? Sandy Martin is from Fremont, Ohio. Can you share, and I give you credit because you're the one that taught me these two simple phrases, and you can give a little bit of background, but the two are, real quick, gain a pound, drop a pound, and then the other one, what's the other one that you taught me? I just forgot.
I don't know. I teach so much, I guess. I'm not sure what you picked up and what you didn't.
It wasn't eat less, move more, because I learned that from another source. Gain a pound, drop a pound was the one, and oh my goodness, I can't even remember what it is.
Yes, that's it.
Keep weekend food on the weekend.
Yeah.
And you, Candy, you are how young?
Well, I'm close to 76.
You're close to 76, so 75, so 3/4 of a century. And tell everybody, and I know I'm not supposed to say this, but I do all the time, and you know me well enough, you know where I'm going to ask. Share with everybody your current weight and your height.
I'm 5'1", and weigh 120.
So your ideal weight is between 100 and 105, 110. And we could talk next week if you can jump on the call and share what you do, physical activity. But what are some of the things that you do? Tell me, just give us an average day in the life of Sandy Martin as far as what you put in your mouth. for food and water.
Well, of course, you know, we only drink sunshine water, and I do Vital Balance every day in the morning. I mean, I know I'm getting my protein, I know I'm getting everything good, and it's so easy. I'm headed out to the other side and walk my dog, and I'm like, okay, put that in reverse, and I've done it for years. The first time it came out, you know, the old version, I was fine with my weight, my BMI, after it was supposed to be. But I thought, I can't introduce things to customers, prospective customers, unless I've had the experience. I need experience to successfully do this. So I did it for a month, and it was rather bizarre, because I've been pretty much the same size most of my life, within 4 pounds now. I lost a desk size in 4 pounds.
Say that again, because it's kind of scratching a little bit here.
Oh, I lost a whole 4 pounds, but a whole dress size.
Okay, so I want to restate that in Vance Rogers vernacular, so it comes across really, really clear and correct, so everybody understands. You dropped 4 pounds, but more importantly, one full dress size in how short amount of time?
In a month. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I really didn't have too much extra to say goodbye to. But I know poundage is important, but also I learned this from my dad, who was an instructor many years ago. How your clothes fit is probably just as not more important than what your scales say. Because, you know, muscle weighs more than fat.
Mm-hmm.
So people, you know, can tell. It's in the middle where most of us have a little problem after whatever, late 30s at least. Hey, that's going away. What a good thing. I feel so much better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was very blessed to be raised by a mother who was very big about good nutrition and balanced meals. And I was also very blessed to not grow up in the times of kid food. It is appalling what we feed our children and train them. You're supposed to eat chicken nuggets and pizza and all the crap that's on the children's menu because you're a child. So we shouldn't expect you to eat anything good. Oh, it drives me crazy with my grandchildren.
Well, and I think if people are unaware of that, if you don't have a subscription to Netflix, you can go to your local library, you can check out the DVD, you can find it in so many sources. I think even Redbox has it, and if you don't have those in your area, it's not that difficult, folks. You could probably go on YouTube and find the documentary called Fed Up. Katie Couric admits at the very beginning, she says, I thought this started would just be a once-and-done news story. I had no idea that it would grow into the epidemic that it is today. And some of the stories are tragic, but it all focuses in on what we're eating today and the evolving of our food. So, Sandy, when we talk about starting the day with Vital Balance, how crucial that is for giving the brain the protein that it needs. But what else, really quick, and again, I know we're over time now, but what else do you typically eat? And are there go-to things that you have with you? Almonds are a big one. It seems to be a common denominator that almonds or cashews are just kind of like everybody. You can buy them in bulk, and they don't necessarily have to be organic. If you can get them, that's great. But it's not going to kill you to eat a non-organic almond. All right, nothing will kill you in moderation. We know that, but that's a go-to item is almonds. And the paleo bars are fantastic, especially if you chop them up in bits. And it seems to be the consensus that I'm hearing is that the very cherry flavor seems to be the most popular. Don't let them go way past the date, all right, because they are whole food. They will go south and they'll start to ferment, just an FYI. But, Sandy, what else do you... What are some suggestions that you would tell people? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, you bring up nuts, and I buy like
Brazil and cashew and almonds and walnuts, and I put them in snack bags because I love them. I could eat tons, but like you say, I love them, you know. But I put them, I get out snack bags and I set them up for like 8 days, just a handful.
You
put
what? Almonds again? Almonds? I'm sorry, there's
almonds. Walnuts. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So any type of nuts, and again, that's cited, and I will do my best to get the link for this news story if it's still out there in cyberspace. A lot of these stories, what I found, they get shared or they get reported, and then some lobbying group out of Washington, D.C. or some other city around the world, they have a way of pulling these because they directly cite studies and or results and or name companies that are liable for this information, and they don't want the bad press. So they will just make these stories disappear. I don't know how they do it. And I'm sure somebody on the call right now could tell us that that's irrelevant for our topic. But I will do my best to cite and get the link for this news story because I found it incredibly helpful. But again, the title of the documentary is called Fed Up, and what Sandy is sharing about her own grandkids and her own journey is that most of us were not exposed to all the extra amounts of sugar that's put in so many processed foods. If you take the paleo philosophy of one ingredient food item, an apple, it's got one ingredient. If it's an organic apple, that's way, way better because apples have been tested, the non-organic apples, and have shown to have as many as 48 pesticides and herbicides in that one piece of fruit. So organic, when it comes to fruit, is always better. There's some that you don't have to be as particular about. But one ingredient food, broccoli. It's a one ingredient food. Okay, pretty simple. Broccoli uncooked is really, really high on the pH scale. An ounce for ounce uncooked broccoli has just as much protein as steak. Okay? Little known fact. The research is out there. Go find it. If you don't believe me, just Google it. Okay? That's what I tell our teenage daughters all the time. don't waste my time doing all the research. Just go Google it. If you're really curious about it, or if you can take my word for it, just take my word. But Sandy, you're living a life as an example for others at almost 76. You're very active. And I know you well enough to know you're going to be very active for many, many, many years to come. But I love the fact that you give credit to your mom for teaching you these different things. And the two that I will struggle to remember, the one, I didn't get enough of the KBB in me this morning, and that's my own fault. But keep weekend food on the weekends. It's okay. But to have a cheat day every day or every day, every other day, you know, a designated cheat day where you just go ballistic. The concept of keeping weekend food on the weekend is that we don't partake every night of the week like we would at a weekend barbecue or a Sunday potluck after church. And then the simplicity of, okay, if you go on a cruise or you go on a vacation or you overdo it at a weekend event and you pick up a couple pounds, we'll drop a couple pounds. Have a few more shakes the following week or the following day. What I found that works really, really well, and I don't know, Sandy, you would, because we're still such a newer product for us, but I've been taking the liver support off and on for years, but I found that if I take one or two or three of those the night after that evening, if I know I willingly overdid it like I did yesterday at two different receptions, I just take it at night, and then the next morning, I pretty much know where it's going to go. And that's okay. Our bodies, they know what if we had too much of something, and they'll process it out, especially our organs. And
It's really not so hard to eat well and having a good nutrition. It's really not that hard. I mean, you know, like you mentioned something, you just kind of have to want it, too. Want to take time to sit down for 15, 20 minutes out of the week and make a kind of a loose menu. You'll eat, people eat so much better when you have a little menu planned ahead. And I'll get your produce, you know, and cook double. Oh, my goodness, why mess up the kitchen for one meal when you can cook double? I figure if it doesn't walk, freeze it. most of the time that works pretty well. Busy moms and, you know, people working and have kids. I mean, it's worth it to take that little bit of time to feed the most important thing you have, the vehicle you're going to live in this planet, on this planet with. It's well worth it.
That is such valuable wisdom right there, Sandy. And let's finish on that note. If the vehicle is worth living in while we're here on this planet, we might as well take care of it, right?
Yeah.
Let's treat it like a temple rather than a tent. And, I mean, as I started this conversation a few minutes ago, honoring my dear friend Dennis Bryant and mentor, you know, we live life to the fullest as fast as we possibly can, and at the same time, if we take a few minutes and kind of think about the week, but especially, what great advice, and thank you for that. The simple fact of... Oh, hang on a second. The simple fact of treating our bodies like the million or billion dollar instrument, piece of machinery that they are. And if we'll treat them better than we treat our cars or our homes and maintain them on a daily basis, and if we slip, just like if you hydroplane in your vehicle after a heavy deluge rain, if you slip, you get your bearings, what's the term they use? Our 15-year-old daughter Emily just taught me this, or showed it to me. See, all pedals free or something. I can't remember what it is. But you basically don't stomp on the brakes. You don't stomp on the gas when you're hydroplaning, when you're in a skid, when you're in a slide. You just keep your hands on the wheel, and you release your feet from the pedals. And if we make a mistake in what we put in our body, it's okay. There's lots of forgiveness, and as Sandy just said, it's not that difficult. We can just make better choices. Fortunately, NECAN has given us the greatest solution. And I love the way that Brody Cranny teaches. Wouldn't it be great if a company out there provided that for us? NECAN's given us that in the Kenzen Vital Balance and the Cleanse and the Detox. If you'll start there, for a customer, that's a $100 investment per month. Okay, for one shake a day and then 10 extra meals on top of that. For a couple, again, if you want to crunch the numbers and do the math like we've discovered, a couple, it's three canisters of the KVB and two bottles of the Cleanse and Detox. That is a full month supply for two shakes a day. Okay, I know the canister says 30 servings for the powder, but there's actually about 35 to 40 in there. So give or take a little wiggle room there, $265, right about $250, not including shipping and sales tax, will get you the best month start that you can imagine. And as Sandy and both Linda pointed out, in as little as 5 to 7 days, those addictive behaviors, those cravings for sugar, for the things that we've had people, and I've got it documented, people that were addicted all of their lives to certain food and certain items, that is, those addictive behaviors are just gone. One gentleman even shared with me, he said, I detested even the smell of hot dogs, and I used to eat them almost daily. He loved hot dogs. He had a love affair with the wiener, okay? Sorry, I know that's crude to say it that way. But his addiction to hot dogs was off the charts. And in just a few days' time, no more, just gone, just for drinking one shake a day. You start the day with high protein, easily digestible protein, and a vegetable source, like what Nikan's putting in the KVB, and it just changes everything. But we have to make that decision and want it bad enough. So on that note, the link the website, www.saturdayamlive.com, is where Steve Crowfoot posts not only the blog from this call, the link to listen to these, and I do hope you can catch, I'm getting a lot of wonderful positive feedback from a gal 2 weeks ago, Esther Smith, who was gracious to even impromptu come out of the barn from shoveling manure, cleaning the cells, and share part of her life journey with us. And here's a gal that, again, is living the good life that she talks about and developing a wonderful customer base. We didn't get into this topic at all, but that last week's conversation with Haley Passy, what a fireball of a gal. But not to deviate from the mission that we have as Deakin Consultants and get caught up in little things, but just as we look at the five pillars of health and strive to live a balanced lifestyle, this is one of those simple ways that we can do it. Start with the healthy body and then go from there. And right behind the healthy body, it's almost like they're connected, but we symbolize and we put them as their own central focus, as one aspect of the five pillars. Right behind the healthy body is the healthy mind. And they should be in that order, because when we take care of this temple, then the mind seems to function in a much better capacity. And when the mind's functioning at a much better capacity, well, everything else kind of flows, and then it falls. But we first have to take care of ourselves and get the results so fast. That's a proven fact, and we've seen that. And by the way, the PAC, that promotion has kind of fallen flat, and I know that's kind of a sad thing to share, but most of us have figured out that we don't want three boxes of paleo bars. We don't want this or that. We just are individually breaking it down, and it's the same price. There's no real benefit for ordering a big pack, to my knowledge. Maybe there is. But by at least starting with those two items, that seems to be the common denominator that we're seeing the most amount of success with. So anyway, the link again, SaturdayAMLive.com. All of those other links that we talked about, Linda's nutrition support call, which I think she co-hosts that, or maybe it's singly hosted. But Barbara Bettucci is also one of the main contributors of that. They've worked with so many people over the years, so many proven success. And these people are keeping the weight off. This is weight management. It's not weight loss. It's not a diet. It's weight management. And Linda and Sandy are two perfect examples. So next week we're going to talk about what simple things we can do to move. I hope we gave you some valuable insight on, how to eat. Push the envelope. Read the blog that's on Deakin's website, talking about more fruits and vegetables. And as Sandy mentioned, if it's not crawling away, grab it and throw it in the freezer or put it in the refrigerator. That'll slow down the oxidation process, and it'll last much longer, and the food value is still pretty decent. Okay? Avoid the use of the microwave if at all possible, or just remove it from your house. We use ours for heating water. I'm trying to remember what I use it to the water to. Oh, I use it to, well, peel labels off the tank. We do cook some food in it, but we're getting away from it. It's interesting how when you don't have to have it that fast, you can wait for the toaster oven. But anyhow, we can go on and on, and I won't. I'll just stop. So thank you again to Linda Morris and to Sandy Martin. Hopefully this has been helpful for you. But folks, it's your life, it's your temple. Let's treat it like a temple, not a tent. And do yourself a favor and spend some time learning more about how to better maintain it. When we buy an expensive automobile, we always take a few minutes to read or at least glance over the owner's manual, or at least familiarize ourselves with what certain warning indicators mean and how to maintain it. And if we maintain it, it's not a proven exact science that 100% of the time it's going to work, but if we maintain it, that vehicle, and do the proper maintenance, then we probably won't have the warning signs. And we see that time and time again with people that have lived a very, very long, healthy, and energetic and successful life. So thank you again for everybody that's tuned in. I look forward to, oh my goodness, there's lots of great calls coming up this week, but I do want to remind you that take advantage of this. share it with other people, and just point them in the direction of this and ask them the question, what have you got to lose? And if they immediately say, well, you mean like in the form of weight? No, that's not what we're talking about. What have you got to lose if you don't do something? You know, well, some of us have a lot to lose. But by asking people the question honestly, hey, would you be open to that? And give them a chance to respond and see if that meeting is just a fit for them, because it's not for everybody, but we definitely have the good to help a lot of people in their lives. So thank you, everybody. Have a great rest of the weekend. And if we don't talk to you before then, next Saturday, same time, same number, and we'll be hearing from, I'm not sure if Sandy can join us again or Linda, but I know that David should be able to. And as a physical trainer, he guest hosted the call while Stacy and I were in Mexico on the Team Kaizen experience a few weeks back. And the wealth of knowledge, and want to focus simply on what's the best form of exercise for you. And the answer to that question is, I'll jump on the call. No, I'll tell you up front. The best form of exercise for you, if you'll hear more about this next Saturday, is whatever form of exercise you will do. That's the best one for you, and it's the best one for all of us. So whatever it is, that's what we're going to talk about and share some success stories of people who have discovered even crazy things and how much it's turned their life around. But it all starts by turning off the faucet and not putting the bad stuff in. And hopefully today's call has helped you that. So have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you really, really soon. Bye-bye for now.